Folks, are we richer for this information? Thank you. Jim Mars is first and foremost a journalist, obtaining a Bachelor of Arts degree in journalism from the University of North Texas with graduate school work at Texas Tech. When you hear his voice, you're going to know that he's definitely Texas material. He began his investigative work in the early 60s as an active student of the JFK assassination since the day it happened. His book on the subject, Crossfire, has been extremely popular for many years and was used by Oliver Stone in planning his movie, JFK. He also began investigating the 9/11 attacks since day one and was one of the first to write investigative materials on the events. He subsequently wrote Inside Job, Unmasking the 9/11 Conspiracies, one of the most widely recognized and distributed books on the movement, and has now greatly expanded his work with the release of his new work, The Terror Conspiracy. Additionally, Jim has made a great contribution to the movement in his presentations at major 9/11 truth conferences since 2004 and spoke at the big 9/11 conference recently in Chicago this past June. We're honored to have Jim Mars.
Am I on time? Howdy. Huh? That's better. I don't know why he thinks that I speak like I come from Texas, but so be it. All right, I have learned one thing over the years, that the human brain can only absorb as much as the butt can stand. So y'all want to stand up and stretch just a minute? Okay? Feels good, doesn't it? More volume, okay, how's that? Should I get in a little better? Okay, I'll try to stick closer. Tom, are you getting me? Okay. All right, that's enough. Now I'm gonna shock you because I wanna, excuse me, my favorite time of the year, but it's also when my allergies start acting up. I wanna tell you tonight that I am here in full support of President George W. Bush. That's right. That's right. I distinctly remember President Bush saying on the evening of 9/11/2001 something to the effect that we must not rest until we find out who's responsible for this and see that they're punished. And see that they're punished. So I'm only trying to help the president out here, okay? All right? Now, of course, through the years with all my work with the Kennedy assassination, the Waco tragedy, the Murrah bombing in Oklahoma City, I've been called a conspiracy theorist. But I want to tell you, the lamest conspiracy theory that I ever heard was that 19 Arab fanatics armed with little pocket knives can simultaneously hijack 4 commercial airliners, somehow turn off their transponders almost simultaneously while traveling at various distances and speed across the country, then with no particular flying skills, inherently aim towards New York, crash them into 2 buildings, crash them into another 3rd one in the Pentagon, and then lose another one to a fight with the passengers, defeating our $400 billion defense system, all the time under the control of a Muslim cleric using a laptop computer in a cave in Afghanistan. Now, if that's not a ridiculous conspiracy theory, I don't know what is. And it is just a theory. Where are these guys? We don't know. They blew themselves up. They're all gone. You know, well, where's all the wreckage? Oh, well, you can't see that. Where are the security camera films at the Pentagon? Oh, no, no, national security, you can't see that. Where's the wreckage from the Pentagon? Oh, no, I can't see that. Let me show you how dumb they think we are. Latest issue of Time, why the 9/11 conspiracies won't go away. And down here we read, experts will tell you that the hole in the Pentagon was punched by the plane's fuselage, not its wings, which sheared off on impact. Okay? And then they thoughtfully show us three photographs of the hole in the Pentagon, and you can look all you want to, there's no wings. Where are the wings that sheared off? They think we're idiots. And thank God not all of us are, because some of us are here tonight, and I honor each and every one of you. Now, I feel like I'm preaching to the choir here. In fact, after listening to Tom, I started looking around for the offering plate. I thought I was at a revival meeting. But that's all right, because we do need to get energized. So I'm not going to get in these arguments about the melting point of steel. You can read all of the details in my book, The Terror Conspiracy. And I've got to tell you, you have not heard the compelling evidence regarding the Pentagon until you read Barbara Honegger's appendix to this work. But I will run just down through the list of questions that I address and try to answer in my new book, The Terror Conspiracy. Did war games confound our normal defense systems? Why did so many New York firemen speak of bombs in the World Trade Center? Who permitted the evacuation of the bin Ladens after 9/11 during the no-fly zone when you and I couldn't fly? What really happened at the Pentagon? Why did World Trade Center 7 collapse into its own foundation that day? Who was behind the suspicious stock options that were sold prior to? Y'all might remember that. They made a big deal of that in the mainstream media. They said, oh man, all the short selling in American Airlines and United and their insurance carriers, this evince is foreknowledge. And the FBI is going to track that to see if it doesn't track to Osama bin Laden. You hadn't heard any more about that, have you? Where'd that story go? You know why? Because it did not track to Osama bin Laden. It tracked to individuals connected to our Central Intelligence Agency. It's all in the book. Who blocked terrorist investigations prior to 9/11? Not only in the Clinton administration, but in the pre-9/11 Bush administration. Can airliners be captured and flown electronically? And the answer is emphatically yes. We have Global Hawk technology. Global Hawk was used in Afghanistan and in Iraq. They are drone airplanes. You'll read in my book, Terror Conspiracy, in the summer of 2000, a Boeing 737 lifted off from Edwards Air Force Base in California, flew to Australia, flew 12 missions, and flew back and landed safely at Edwards, all the while with nobody on board. All right? Now, can he be captured? Yes, when a plane and all the big Boeing wide-body jets are what they call fly-by-wire, which means they are controlled by computer. And this technology is not new. In the 80s, I was told by a friend of mine that was a pilot for one of the big airlines. He said, well, these new airliners we're getting, he says, my job's redundant. And I said, what do you mean? He said, the computer flies the aircraft. He said, I'm just there in case the computer fails. So, any of you had experience with a CB radio, you know that when there are electronic signals out there,